Okay, today's good Moed, first of all, to all, and I hope everybody enjoyed the three datum of Yantif. We had some Agadata, we had some Halacha, we had yesterday's Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, we had a discussion of Puruvu versus Moshevis yesterday. So we're going to pick up on Pechesim Abeis, towards the bottom, where it says Amar Mar, which is five lines up. Just one thought, though, on the previous couple of lines. The Mishnah had said, right here on this Amon Pechesim Abeis, the Mishnah said that if a Rav, if a master tells an Eved to go Shecht him a Korban Pesach, and he does not remember which type of animal he told him to get, a tle or a gdi. So the master himself doesn't remember. So the last halacha of the Mishnah is that they both animals are burned, because you don't know which one is the master's and which one is the Eved's. And though that is true, but Peturim Milasos Pesach Sheni. But they're both Paturos, they're both except for Duga Pesach Sheni, because Kamishmaya Galya, Hashem knows which one belonged to who. There's just a problem whether they can't eat it. But really, they were Yotzei, each of them were Yotzei their current Pesach. So the Gemara had two statements. First, Abaye had said that this only applies if at the time of the Zrika, the Baal, the Rav, knew, he just forgot afterwards. But if you even forgot at the time of the Zrika, so then they didn't even have a Zrika that was Roy Lachila, so therefore, in that case, you would say that they have to do a Pesach Sheni. Or there was a Braisa that was quoted, a parallel case, where we also said this limit. The Braisa had said that if you have five Karbados Pesach, that their skins got mixed up. And then one of the skins, you noticed, had a Yabelas, had some type of wart on it, which reflected that really that this whichever animal this skin came from was a trefa, and therefore it wouldn't be Yotzei Karban Pesach. So again, you mix up, you don't know which carbon belongs, this skin belongs to which carbon. So again, the Gemara says, the Braisa says, that they all have to be burned, but they're Yotzei Pesach, and they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni, which we're going to talk more about that din today. But then the Gemara says that Abaye said there too, this is only when do you say that they're all Yotzei if they only got mixed up after the Zrika. But if they got mixed up before the Zrika, so then they do have to bring a Pesach Sheni, because it wasn't even Royal Achila at the moment of the Achila. And the Gemara says, if you would say it on the Mishnah, would you also say it on the Braisa, or vice versa? Just one Ha'ara on that. Rabbi Kive, the Chavas Das, Chavasdas and the Sivas on Yerodea notes that the Beshulchan Aruch says that a Gedi, a Keves, a sheep, is not a Chaticha Haru'ya L'Hizkabed. Chaticha Haru'ya L'Hizkabed means a piece of meat that is chashuv, and therefore you would serve it to fancy guests, and it's not batal. That's the halacha Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Aleph. Chaticha Haru'ya L'Hizkabed is not batal. There are certain exceptions to the laws of bittel. Birya is not batal. Dovah Sheish L'Matir is not batal. Different items, some daraisa, some darabanan, are not batal. So the Shulchan Aruch says a keves is not chaticha Haru'ya L'Hizkabed, and therefore it's batal. Ask the Chavos Das, but in our Gemara, you have five skins, right? One of the skins has a problem with it, and the other four don't. Why don't you say batal barov? Why don't you say bittel barov, ask the Chavos Das? Bittel barov, and they're all good. That's it, it's finished. Says the Chavos Das, it must be that a keves is a chaticha Haru'ya L'Hizkabed. It must be that a keves does not bother you on a bittel. That's the Chavos Das Shita. Says Rabbi Kiv Eger, no raya. Rabbi Kiv Eger says there's no raya to this. What do you mean? What does bittel do? Bittel says if you have an isser that falls into heter, then you say, oh, the whole thing's mutter. Well, if I have a piece of treif that falls into a huge vat of heter, then the treif disappears and it becomes batel. But here we're not talking about iser and heter, we're talking about something that's pusle. Something that's pusle doesn't disappear. If there's a pusle animal here, and you have four kosher animals, you don't say they're all kosher. No, the bittel doesn't apply like that. Shlo amru din bittel barov el lasalik is koach v'shema iser. Ulam ein din bittel barov moel lasa davar sheish bo psul at davar kosher. You can't change puzzle to kosher. So the Kiv Eger to the Chavos Das, there's no raya. That's one way out. I saw Reb Shimon Shkap of the Shar Yosher, quotes this Chavos Das, in the Shar Gimel Perak Hey, quotes this Gemara, quotes the Chavos Das, and then he says a different reason. You saw it about the Nani Taroves. When do you say bittel? Bittel is only when there's a mixture, when there's a Taroves. When is there a Taroves? What's the definition of a Taroves? Dinira. The lo shayach bittel barov, rak b'makob shahasafek nolan mikoach ha-taroves. You know when you have a mixture, when it's called a mixture? When your only suffik is because there is a mixture. But had there not been a mixture, you wouldn't have a suffik. That's what's called a Taroves. V'mohaya rak echad, lo haya suffik, shayach bittel barov. That's bittel barov, where you only because you have a mixture, do you say that there's a suffik. But let's say you would have the question, you'd have the suffix, even if there was only one here, that's not called a tarovas. Then each one itself is suffix. It's suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. Each, that's not called a tarovas. Hilchas bittel only applies when it's the tarovas that causes the suffix, and it's defined as a tarovas. But if you'd have a case where you would have a suffix about each one of these, even if they were separate. For example, each animal, you don't know where the skin came from. You have to take each animal separately. You don't know if the skin came from this animal. So in that case, that's not called a tarovas. Masheikin, b'davar she'afilu lo haya rak echad, gamkin haya ha-suffix kemo hacha. Afilu lo haya rak echad haya ha-suffix. Imkei kol chad v'chad asim b'daraisa. Mishu ba-suffix she'nol ala b'fri atzma lo shayach bittel. And that's what it is here. That afilu lo haya rak behem ha-achas haya ha-suffix, v'lo b'sa tarovas lo shayach bittel b'rov. That's what he suggests. Again, but either way, this is the discussion of the Chavos Das. Right? Aaron's going to ask, so how do you define every case of tarovas? If you take one... Right, so how is it different? So you'd have to say there, it's the, there's no other, the only reason that it became mesupik was because you knew which one was treif, and then it fell in and out because it's the mixture, it's usser. Here, you never knew. Here, you just have skins and you have animals. And each animal itself is a suffix, even before it got mixed up. Because you have the skins here. You know each animal is separate. You just don't know which skin belongs to which animal. So this is a discussion of the Decevus, why the skins are not batel. With three different answers. The Chavos Das has his answer, Rabbi Kveger, and Rabbi Shimon. So now we continue. Amar Mar. Says the Gemara five lines up, so the Braisa had said that if you have these five animals, again, there were five carbonous Pesach brought, you have five skins. But now all the skins are mixed up. One of the skins turns out to have a simen that it was treif. So you don't know what to do with these animals. What does the Braisa say? You know what? They're all Yotzei. They were all Yotzei Pesach Rishon. They're not allowed to eat it because you don't know which one was treif, so they have to burn them all. But they're all Yotzei Pesach Rishon, therefore they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So somebody asked him yesterday, Shir, how could you say that? How could you say they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni? One of them brought a treif animal. One of them brought a pasul Karban Pesach. So how can you say they all are Yotzei and they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni? Says the Gemara Mishim Dolo Efshar, because you don't have an option. You don't have any option for acting. Hey Chileva, because what are you going to do? So now, until the Mishnah on the next Amud, as you'll see, the next 20 lines, the Gemara is going to try to suggest different things, and we're going to reject everyone. What else are you supposed to do? Remember, in this case, one of them definitely brought a pasul karban. But the Gemara says you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Why? Because there's no other option. What should you do? Lasi kol chad v'chad Pesach. Should everybody bring their own new karban Pesach? That can't be. Kamaisi chulun lazara. Da arba minayo abdiluhu. Because they can't each bring, because four of them brought a good Pesach. So they're all going to bring a karban Pesach. So they're going to bring four animals that are considered chulun lazara. So this is daraisa, according to many. Right? We had the discussion whether it's daraisa, darabanan, we had it earlier in Pesachim. So you can't just tell everybody to bring a new karban Pesach because four of them were already Yotzei. Lasi kulu chad Pesach. Should all of them just bring one Pesach? They'll all ship it to bring one Pesach and they'll all be nimne on that. So that doesn't work either. Because nimsa Pesach ne'achal shalom nuyev. Because they're all going to eat this Pesach, but each one of them might have brought the wrong one, might have brought a pasul one. But that's a Pesach that's ne'achal shalom nuyev. Four of these people were already Yotzei with the first Pesach and therefore they can't be nimne on another Pesach. So therefore, it's considered a Pesach shalom nuyev. Another option that's cancelled. Hi Mai, so what else should you do? Nesi kochad mina pischo. Should each one bring a Pesach and make a condition? Make a tenai? Venesi and say the following. Make the following condition. Venema and say, idi di balmum. If mine was the balmum originally, said haida isi hashtun evi Pesach. So the one I bring in there was the Pesach. The idi di tamai, tam. And if mine was originally a tam, meaning it was the good one, and therefore I was already Yotzei, said haida isi hashtun evi shlomim. So the one I bring in there was a shlomim. So maybe you should make that tenai. So whichever one I had earlier, the other one is mine now. So the Gemara says, lo efshar, you can't do that. Mishum, why? De'ika chazei v'shok de'koanim hu da'achli lei. Because we know there's a halacha, by every carbon shlamim, the Kohen gets the chazei v'shok. The Kohen always gets something. The Kohen, by every chulin animal, the Kohen gets zeroa l'chayayim in keva. By every shlamim animal, he gets the chazei v'shok, the breastbone and one of the thighs. So says the Gemara, you can't make this tonight, because what are you going to do with the chazei v'shok? You're not sure if this is a Pesach or it's a Shlamim. If it's a Shlamim, it should go to the Kohen. If it's not a Shlamim, so then it goes to the Pesach. Well, you're going to give it to him anyway? No, he's not Nimne. And you cannot give it to him because it's a matan of the Kohen. So if it, you can't make the Sinai, is it Shlamim, is it Tamin? So Tosfos and Menachos, Adaf Memtes, asks another question on this suggestion. And that is, we know, we're talking about here that the carbon Tamin was already brought. So is there another problem? That if it's a Shlamim, you're bringing a Shlamim after the Tamin, you're violating the Aseidah Shlama. We had at the beginning of Tamin Ishkat, Adaf Memtes. Right, so he has another problem. So says Tosas, maybe the Aseh of HaShlamah just means the entire Avodah of the Tamid cannot be done before the Shlamim. But let's say you're a Makriv of the Tamid, but you weren't Makriv the Imurin of the Tamid yet. So maybe the Aseh of HaShlamah isn't violated. So maybe that's what's going on here. You Shechted the Tamid, but you still weren't Makriv the Imurin of the Tamid. That's why that wouldn't be a problem. Either way, so the Gemara suggests that you cannot make this tonight. Second line, V'desi kol chad v'chad koin ba'adei. Okay, so everybody, each of these five people, remember, what are we talking about? It's the case of, you have five animals, five karbanos, four of them were fine, one of them turned out to be pasul, you don't remember which ones. So the Gemara says, they all have to be burned, but none of them have to bring Pesach Sheni. Why not? So we said one of them should have to bring Pesach Sheni. So Gemara is in the discussion of, you don't have a choice. Continues the Gemara, V'nesi kochad v'chad koin ba'adei. Why doesn't everybody go get a kohen to go with them? Right, and they'll all bring a coin with them, and be nimna with them. So the Gemara says, "Hi, coin echidami. What kind of coin are you going to search for? Idavit Pesach. If you're talking about a coin that already did a carbon Pesach, so then Vilma Hai Pesachu v'nipsa Pesach nachshalom shalolenuyev. If you're taking him to give him the chazi and the shok, but he was already yotze his carbon Pesach, then he's not allowed to eat this chazi and the shok because he's not nimna on this carbon Pesach. He was already yotze his carbon Pesach. The idalo avit Pesach, and if he didn't do a Pesach yet, so the opposite is true. Let's say this guy was already yotze his Pesach, so what is this animal? A shlamim. So this Kohen is not going to bring a Pesach. The nim still must shlamim move along with Pesach. Then this Kohen will not have done the Gemara Pesach. Chiv Kares. So says the next option. V'nesi kol kulhu, says the Bach. V'nesi kulhu chamisha chad Kohen. Why doesn't all five of them chip in to bring one Kohen to lo avet Pesach? Chip in to give one Kohen that did not do a Pesach yet. V'nimni yilave. Right, and then he'll be nimna, because then it's fine, because you have five animals, give him the chazi and the shok of all of them, so whichever one belongs to the Pesach is his, and with the other four are shlamims. So, b'nimni lova'ei hani chamish epsachim, the miman of shach ika chad to lova'ei Pesach, because miman of shach, one of them, there's one Pesach, real Pesach in here, v'ka nafgibe, and the kohen will be yotze with that Pesach, and he'll eat the other chazi and the shoks, because the others are karbon shlamims. That's the question. So the Mitzvah Eisan, the words get another question on this. But so the back of the Mitzvah Eisan quotes the Archadash, which says, ask another question on this. One second. What are we suggesting? This one Kohen is going to eat all five Chazin Shoks. Because one of them is a Pesach and the other four are Shlomims, it'll be fine. But we just had in Yonah Yoma Ein Maftir and Achar Pesach Afikomen. The Mishnah is going to say in Arvei Pesachim. You're not allowed to eat anything after the Afikomen or in the days of the Mikdash after the Karan Pesach. So this Kohen is going to eat all five? But maybe the first one he's going to eat is the real Pesach. So he's going to eat four shlamims after the Pesach. What about the halacha of Eim after Nachar Pesach Avikomen? That was the question of the Archadash. So how can we have this suggestion? The Gemara is going to reject it for another reason. So you could have said, who had in? This could have been a question too. But he said, no, maybe there's a different answer. He says, V'ze'eino de'berambam isa behedya shehumi d'rabanan. No, that's only in d'rabanan, says the Archadash. Only the Drabanan of Ein Matir Nachar Pesach Avikomen. So if it's only the Drabanan, here you don't really have a choice, you don't really have a Breiras, therefore you would allow him to do it. It is not so clear where he says, oh, it's before the Rambam that it's only the Drabanan. Not so clear where that is. If you look in the Rambam, we discussed this Rambam on Shabbos HaGadol, last Shabbos. If you look at the Rambam in Perches of Hilchas Chabis Umatz, Halacha Tes, the Rambam is describing the end of the Seder, and he says, V'yachrach nimshach besuda v'ochel kol masher rotze lechol, v'shoza kol masher rotze lishtos. He eats and he drinks whatever he wants. Uba achrona ochel mibsar ha-pesach afilu kezayis. And at the end, he eats a kezayis of the Pesach. The eino toim achra of klal. He doesn't eat anything afterwards. So far, that line doesn't give anything away. Then he says, "Ubizmanazeh ochel kezayis matzah v'eino toim achra eklum." Bizmanazeh today, you know, he eats a kezayis of matzah. Right? We mentioned at the time that the Rambam, he's talking about bizmanazeh here, but he can't stop himself to mention what it was like bizman ha-migdash. And you eat the kezayis of the Pesach. Oh yeah, I forgot. Bizmanazeh, you only eat the matzah, but he has to throw that in. He's so in that world. Ubizmanazeh, he eats a kezayis matzah. He doesn't eat anything afterwards. Kedeshi yehei hefsek su'udaso v'tam b'sar Pesach o matzah b'fiv. Why does he not eat anything afterwards? So that the tam of the Pesach and the Matzah are stay in his mouth. She'achilason hi ha-mitzvah. Because eating it, the Pesach with the last Matzah, is what we discussed, that maybe the Afikoman is the Iker Mitzvah, according to the Rambam. Achilason hi ha-mitzvah. So is that, it sounds Rabbanan? For sure. Right, he said that the Mitzvah, he said, says, for the Rambam, for sure, says it's the Rabbanan. That's why it doesn't override this halacha. That's so clear. Because he's giving a reason, because the reason, is that the mashma that is the Rabbanan? Maybe there's another Rambam, but does not sound befairish from here that halacha, is a din Rabbanan. Either way, but that's what the Mitzvah Eisan says to answer the question of the Aruch HaKadosh. He did use the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what the suggestion was, why don't you bring one Kohen, and he'll eat all five Chazi Shokes, one of them is a Pesach, and the other four will be Shlamims. So Gemara said, no, another problem. Elamishim to come mamit ba'achilas Shlamim. No, the problem is here, because you don't know which of these is the Pesach and which of these is the Shlamim, you're going to have to eat them all in accordance to the more stringent laws of the Pesach. In other words, only tonight. Shlamim you could eat for 2 days and one night in between. So let's say Tuesday afternoon, you're shechting the animals. Tuesday afternoon is Erev Pesach. So Tuesday night, Wednesday all day till Shkia. That's when you could eat it if it was a Shlamim. But because you don't know, you're only going to be able to eat it until Chatzos or until the morning. So because of that, we don't try to create these types of situations. To come in mamet ba'achilas k'shlamim, tzilu pesach v'yom v'layla, v'ilu shlamim shayim v'layla echad. And shlamim is for 2 days and one night. So because of that, we cannot have this option, right? That's what the Gemara calls in other places, ein mevi'in kachim l'beis apsol. Right, you can shech a carbon in a way where you're going to be mamait, minimize its eating. That's, by the way, why we didn't say mizmer l'soda on Erev Pesach. Right, because Mizmer L'Soda, some of the loaves of the carbon toda are chametz, even though you can have an hour or two to eat it, but chametz is going to come nasar in a couple of hours. That's why not only do you not say Mizmer L'Soda on Pesach, and on Chol HaMoed Pesach, because there's no chametz period, but even Erev Pesach, because you're being mamait the time that you're going to have to eat it. So Gemara says that option's out. Continues the Gemara. V'nesi Mosar HaPesach. Oh, a great option. Why don't you bring Mosar HaPesach? What's Mosar HaPesach? That's, we've said in the past, leftovers of the current Pesach automatically switch into Shlamims. So why don't you bring Mosar HaPesach? What does that mean? Rashi says, Mitchila make a tnai. Tosas doesn't like this shot, but we're going to go with Rashi. Mitchila, you make a tnai, that if my carbon originally was the good ones, then this will be Mosar Pesach. If my carbon was not good, then this will be my real Pesach. So why aren't you makdish it originally with a condition that it might be a shlamim? So the Gemara says, v'neima, and say, ididi balmum, if my original carbon was the balmum, haidaisi hashanevi Pesach, so then my carbon now should be the Pesach. Ididi tamu, and if mine originally was the tam, and I was ready, yosei, nevi hai, the icy hash to shlamim, to Moser Pesach. Why? How does this help, Moser Pesach? Because Moser Pesach is a shlamim which has the smaller amount of time to eat it. Moser Pesach only has the night and the day to eat it. The Moser Pesach nechal yom v'layla echad. Right, so that's why the whole problem with bringing a shlamim was because you're going to be mamai at the time, but this is a kind of shlamim that you're not mamai at the time. This Moser Pesach has the halacha of a shlamim. So the Gemara says, okay, that solves the time problem, but v'chi mafrishin techila l'mosaros. Do you ever l'chadchila create a carbon that is a nosar type of carbon? By definition, what is this? Mosar Pesach. It could only be a Mosar if it was originally a Pesach. You can't be makdish it to be Mosar Pesach originally. Mosar Pesach, which is a unique type of shlamim, is only if it originally was a Pesach. So you can't be makdish it originally l'shem Mosar Pesach. So that option's out. Continues the Gemara. V'nishrachu v'naisi. Again, remember the focus. We're trying to figure out in this case where one of them is possible and four of them are kosher. Why is it that they all are burned and nobody has to bring Pesach Sheni? The Gemara says, now, v'nishrachu v'naisi Moser HaPesach. So why don't? Okay, don't make up your own Moser Pesachs. Why don't you go find a bunch of Moser Pesachs, animals that people had designated for the current Pesach, were not used, their leftovers, and use those, because those are really Moser Pesachs. So the Gemara says, and make the tnai then, Moser Pesach versus real Pesach. Elam Yishim Smicha. The problem is the halacha of smicha, the halacha of leaning on your animal. Why? The ilu Pesach lo bay smicha. Carbon Pesach does not require smicha. That one of the few karbanas. Usually the Mishnah says in Menachos, I think that's Sadek Beis or so, that all karbanas yachid require smicha with one or two exceptions. So this is one of the exceptions. Pesach does not require smicha. The ilu Mosar bay smicha, but Mosar Pesach does require smicha. high, so don't do it. Now Rashi, or just do it anyway. Now Rashi says if it doesn't require smicha, it's usher to do smicha. Because smicha is leaning on the animal b'chol kocho, and if you do not have to do smicha, then there's an isser of avoda b'kachim. You're not allowed to use kachim. Leaning on an animal is considered avoda b'kachim. So Rashi says that's why you're stuck here. You can't just lean on it anyway, because maybe it's a pesach, and it doesn't need it, and therefore it's usher. Tosva says, in Dibur Maskel Ve'ilu, this is obviously, according to the Man D'Amar, that smicha is b'chol kocho. If it's not b'chol kocho, then you don't have to lean on it so much. It's not called avoda. So says Rashi, says the Gemara, with Rashi's explanation, that's the problem. You can't make the Sinai a Pesach or Moser a Pesach, because you don't know what to do with the smicha. Says the Gemara, Hatenach Korban Anashim. Fine, by the men's Korban Pesach, that would be a good problem, and therefore there would be no option, because men have a chiyuv to do smicha. Korban Nashim, Michael Amemar, women don't need to do smicha, so therefore at least if there are women involved in this mix-up, so then, you know, they would have an option to make this Tanai, because there's no smicha problem. Says the Gemara, no, but there's still another problem. The El Misha Matanos. But there's a problem with the matanos, meaning the sprinklings on the mizbeach. There's a difference between the Pesach and the Moser HaPesach. Why? Dilu Pesach matana achas. A current Pesach requires one matana, meaning it's the Pesach and the Bechor all require one matana, one sprinkling toward the mizbeach. Dilu shlamim. But if the Moser HaPesach turns into a shlamim, mishlaim shein arba, it's two that are four, meaning it's on the two opposite corners of the mizbeach diagonally, shtayim, which go to all four sides, shein arba. So you see, the zrikas are a different number. So therefore, that's a problem. That's why you can't make this tonight, even by a carbon nashim. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina, what's the difference? It has different mizrikas, but the evidence is fine. Vatzna, the Mishnah says, in zvachim, kol ani tarin amal zveach achitzon, any blood that's sprinkled on the outer mizveach, shenasan b'matan achas, that bidi eved, if you did by mistake with just one matana, keep her. The kapara works, so you see, bidi eved is okay, so what's the difference? So you'll do one. You'll do one, it's bidi eved okay. El Mishum, okay, another difference. Mishum de'ilu pesach b'shvicha v'ilu shlamim mizrika. There's a difference how you do the matanos. Not just how many, but a pesach, you just pour. You pour, you just like, you pour, you take it and you turn over the kli shares and you pour it onto the mizbeach, the blood. Well, the other kabbanis, you do zrika, you throw it. Not with your finger. The finger is only b'achatas. Right. And the tefillah of Esplas by a chatas, you put it on your finger and you dunk it. It's on the chronos and it's four. It's not shtayim shein arba. Chatas has different halachas than all other karbanos when it comes to the zrikas. But even here, the pesach versus the moser pesach, one is bishvicha, one is bizrika. So again, the Gemara says, but that's only lechatchila. My nafkamina, what's the difference? Vatani, the Brisa says, kol nitana bizrika shatza bishvicha yatza. So you're yotzi anyway with the evan. So the Gemara says, finally, eimer de karmina diyavad lechatchila nami. Okay, fine. The difference between Zrika and Shvicha, the difference between the numbers, b'diyeved, that's okay, but we're never going to allow you to do that l'chadchila. So that's not an option. We're saying, is this an option to make this t'nai? So that's called a l'chadchila. We're not going to allow you to do this l'chadchila the wrong way. It's only b'diyeved. If you did it, we say keeper. So that is why the Gemara's Paskana is, there is no other option in this case, where you have five people brought their carbonos Pesach, and you have five skins that belong to them. They just got mixed up. One of them has a yabelis on it. You don't know which is a reflection of psul. You don't know which animal it comes from. The halacha is all the karbanos are burned because there's a chash that it's psul. But none of these people have to read Pesach Sheni. One of them is for sure psul. Says the Gemara, ain greira. You don't have a choice. So therefore, none of them have to bring Pesach Sheni.
This whole case, anyway, is only when this occurs.
But this is a case, once you have this case, do we just say, don't do Pesach Sheni? Or do we say, make this condition, and then this will be the avoda that you're going to do? So you're right, it's not a usual case, but it's a lechadchila in this case. Once this occurs, the Gemara is suggesting that we would do this. So the Gemara is saying, you can't do this, it's only b'di'evad. Related though to what you were saying, look at Tosfos Hani. Tosfos says, third line, v'tema, v'chi b'shvil d'shema yehi noser o mishim smicha, d'lo ma'akva, om layasu matonus kelchas, and yikonet neisafek kares. This guy, the one guy who brought a pasul karban, is really chayef kares. He just doesn't know it. Right? It's b'shogeg, and Chazal tell him not to do it. He didn't bring a Pesach. His Pesach was pasul. So because of this chashash, we're not going to allow you to do something which is okay b'dievet anyway? So how could that be? So fine, l'chadchila, do it, you'll do the zrikas differently. You'll see b'dievet anyway. Tosfos says we're talking about a chiyuv kares here. How can we not allow him to do it? Says Tosfos in Achinami. It's a tremendous chiddush. Tosfos says Yesh Lamar the Tov sheyidche safek kares b'sheva al tasa v'mashe yase rubam shaloka hogan ki kvar rubam asu pesach. Says Tosfos, you're right. It's a chiddush, but that's not lacha. Better not to do something b'sheva al tasa rather than to have all these five people do something that is not allowed lechadchila. That's what Tosfos says. What's the pshat? What does Tosfos mean? Is it just sheva al tasa versus kumvasei? Throws in Sheva Tasa, but it contrasted to Ruba. So if you look in the Sharam Serna Balacha here, Sharam Serna Balacha suggests that maybe the point is that it's a big chil Hashem to do something that's not allowed in the Chachila, to do it on a public scale. It's not just one individual. It's five people doing this, which is not allowed in the Chachila. So that's going to cause a chil Hashem. That's going to cause you. People are going to think that this is the halacha. So that's what Tosfos means. Not to focus on Sheva Tasa, but even though this one guy individual is a chashash chiv kares, still we're not going to allow it because of the chil Hashem aspects. So in the Chashuke Chemed, he uses this Tosfos to answer the following question. Somebody, Rachman al-Hassan, has to go to the hospital on Shabbos. K'shiyisarach la'agiyah l'b'Shabbos l'beit cholim, is it better, as he's talking about in Israel, is it better to take public transportation? Public transportation, you won't have to make any phone calls. You won't have to pay because you have a monthly card. You just get on the bus. The problem is though, the downside to that is that people are going to see this Shomer Shabbos guy getting onto the bus. They're not going to know that he's doing Gitla Shem going to the hospital. Or is it better to call an ambulance or call that Sala? Right? That's going to require certain malachas. You're going to make phone calls. You're going to have to do it personally. But on the other hand, it's going to be in private, which is better. Halacha lemaisa, which is better to do. So, says the, he quotes this Tosfos, and he quotes the Sharam Sinai Balacha, which interprets the Tosfos like I just said, and therefore he says, in our case, l'chora, it would be better to take the private way there, even though you're going to do malachas. Similar, what does Tosfos say here? Even by chashash chiv kares, because the other side is chil Hashem, that rov are going to do the wrong halacha, so too, the chashuk echem, and if Zilberstein assumes, same thing would apply in that case too, and that is, better to take the private ambulance, instead of going on the public transportation, even though it's less malacha, but because of the Chil Hashem aspect, that overrides. Okay, one other point, then we move on. The Shakas Aryeh has a different answer to Tosfos' question. Remember, what was Tosfos' question? Tosfos asked, you're talking about the number of Zrikos. You're talking about how you're going to do the Shvicha and the Zrika. Those are all fine b'di'evit if you did them the wrong way. So because you don't want to do them the wrong way, l'chadchila, you're going to tell this guy not to bring his Karban Pesach, and he might be in a Chiv Kares? So how can you say that? Tosfos says, yeah. Tosfos says, you're right. It's better. Says the Shakas Aryeh, you know. Says the Shakas Aryeh, we have a principle. Kol aroi labila bila makeves. Kol she'en aroi labila ein bila makeves. We have a principle that says sometimes a halacha demands potential, even though it doesn't demand actual occurring. For example, there are different types of this, but for example, a woman goes to the mikvah. A woman does not have to keep her mouth open when she goes to the mikvah. Water does not have to get into her mouth. But she's not allowed to have a chatzitza in her mouth. She can't have some type of piece of food stuck between her teeth. Why? Water doesn't have to get in there anyway. No. The halacha is kol haroi labila. The water has to be fit to go into the Beis HaStarim, even though it doesn't actually have to go to the Beis HaStarim. That's the halacha kol haroi labila. Right? The original makah for this is when you mix the carbon mincha with the oil in the Beis HaMikdash. So you only allowed to have enough flour in one kli, enough for the mixture to be mixed well once the oil gets mixed in. If you have too much flour and it's going to be too sticky and it's not going to mix well, so then, you know, then it's not allowed. So the Gemara says, you don't even have to mix it. But it has to be roi labila. It has to be roi that if it would be mixed, it would mix well. Even though you don't actually have to mix it. That's the principle of kol haroi labila. Sometimes you need the potential of something, even though you don't need what's actual. Says the Shakas Aryeh. Kol haroi labila. When do you say the zriko or the shvicha or any of those are not ma'akei b'di'eved? As long as l'chadchila, you could have done it in the right way. So if you along with l'chadchila, you could have done it in the right way. So b'di'eved, it's not ma'akev. But in our case of the Shagas Aryeh, you can't do it the right way, l'chadchila. Because you don't know. You don't know what carbon this is. So then, bila ma'akeves. Then the number of the zrikas and the shvicha of the zrikas is going to be ma'akeves. So that's what the answer to Tosfos' question. You don't have to say, Tosfos is chiddush about Sheva Tasa and Rabim. No, says the Shagas Aryeh, it's called roi labila. Because you don't have the potential here, so that it would be ma'akev b'di'eved. Okay. Up to the Mishnah. Masisan, Homer Labanov, Harini Shochidis at Pesach, Amisha Yal, Mikem, Rishon, Rishalayim. First is shechting his current Pesach, and he sends a message to his children. He's shechting the Pesach, Pesach has to be shechted in the base of Migdash. But he says to his kids, I'm shechting, and you know who I have in mind? Who's included in my Pesach? The first one who gets the Rishalayim. So go run. The first one he wants to get his kids to Rishalayim. Says, I have in mind to have the son that goes gets there first. Kiva Shechmas Rishon Rosh Avrubo. Once the first son gets his head and most of his body into the Yerushalayim, Zacha Bechelko, he's Zocha in his Chelik of the current Pesach, Umezache es Echav Imo. And he's Mezache his brothers with him. That's the Mishnah. So he gets it, and his brothers follow along and are Nigra with him. Says the Gemara, Shmamina Yesh Breira. Is this to tell me, as we had 2 days ago, to tell me Yesh Breira, and the Yud Sugya Breira, which we discussed in Maseches Eruvin, which means that when an event occurs, are we allowed to see the roots of that event retroactively into the past? So here too, the father doesn't have anybody, or only has one person, Rashi says. Rashi says he only has one person in mind originally. Yet, at the end of the day, they're all included. And it's not even mevurar, it's not even clear which son is going to get to Yerushalayim first. So is this relying on Breira, which we know is a machlokas tanam, and a machlokas amaram, and a machlokas rishon, and a machlokas adapaskin? So is this Mishnah taking a stand on that sugya? Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yochanan, really, Rashi explains, lamaskana, he had all his kids in mind to be included. He only said this is because he wanted to give some chizik to his kids to get it to Yerushalayim quickly. He was just doing this to be mezarez his children, right, to help his children in the midah of Zrizos. The Mesul Zishar talks about Zrizos, right? He just wanted to give his sons, his children, be mezarez them. Dekanam, what's the proof to this? That he really had all his children in mind. Diktani, because look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Umezake echavimo. The Seifa says that his brothers go along with him. So, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel de'im ninu me'ikara shapir. If you say he really had all of them in mind, then fine, this Mishnah makes sense. Eliyam, Rajalom ninu me'ikara. But if he didn't have them in mind, he only had one in mind, sin labasa deshachin mika mismanu. So then once he did the Shechita with only one of them, so how could the others be part of it? They weren't connected. B'shah Shechita. V'atzanana, we learned in the Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Next Mishnah, in two lines. Hadan, the next Mishnah. Nimnin u'moshchin yideya mimenu ashi yishchot. Shmamina. That you're allowed to switch Karbanos Pesach, up until this Zman Shechita. Once Shechita comes along, it's too late to come to that Karban afterwards. You have to be Nimne B'shah Shechita. So therefore it must be that this Mishnah is talking about that as well. Tani Nami Hachi, another Raya, that really the issue is Rizus. Nimsa Maisa Vakad Bubadus Labanim. There's a case where the daughters got there before the sons. The Nimsa Banos Zrizos Ubanim Shephelim. So again, the Lashon and the Brisa is used as Zrizos. The daughters were Zariz. The sons were lazy. And therefore the girls got it. Okay. There is a discussion in the Achronim about the concept of Zrizos. We don't have so much time to talk about it, but Zrizos Makdim L'Mitzvahs. We know the halacha is by Avram Avinu, V'yashkim Avram Aboker, that's the makar for Zrizos Makdim L'Mitzvahs. Is that a mitzvah d'araisa? Is that a d'rabanan? Is that just a nihuk tova? I have the sefer at home, the Chaye Moshe. He has svarim on Shulchan Aruch. He also has one on Klali HaMitzvos. So he has one chapter on each of the general, you know, Bizui mitzvah, Hidr mitzvah, Zizim HaKim HaMitzvahs. This is what he has. Ozim HaMitzvah, Padam HaMitzvah. Those are the topics of the Sefer. Since Zizim HaKim HaMitzvahs, he quotes 3 days. Whether Zizim HaKim HaMitzvahs is a mitzvah da'oraisa, is a da'oraisa, where he quotes the Shvus Yaakov all that is a da'oraisa. V'yesh Omer Davi Midrabanan, it's a mitzvah Drabanan, that's a Turi Yevin in Rosh Hashanah. And then he quotes maybe Ein Zeklal Chiv Medina, Ela Sheroi Lechos B'darki Avos. Maybe this is not mitzvah. It's just a niyog tova to follow the pathways of our forefathers, right? Avram Avinu. So who is this from? This is based on Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this as on Dav Dalid, Msachim, earlier. Dav Dalid, because there's where the Zrizus comes up. So there, the Gilyonei Hashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes the Meiri in Yuma, which says, Royal is Rizim Lahaktim Ba B'Shachris, by Mila, by Dafka, by Bris Mila. Shelo Yirek Kim Misrasho Ba Mitzar Chemlaso Al Haben. So it doesn't appear that he's having Rachmanis on his son, so he doesn't want to do the Mila. That's why Dafka Mila, Zrizus is the source for that. Because you would think not to. So Dafka just might be Akeda and Mila, parallel. By both of those, you would think that this father doesn't want to do it. He wants to push it off. That's why Dafka do it earlier to have Zrizus. V'leachos v'darkei ha'avos, shenemar aleim kayosvim v'yashkim avar maboker. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, mashu v'dvar, it sounds like from the Meiri, that Zrizus Magdimin einenu chiyuv gamur, v'inyonu rak mi pa'asher, roi l'adam leachos v'darkei ha'avos. And then he says, maybe the reason is because you don't learn anything from before Matan Torah, right? The Nitnas Torah, but it's Chacha Halacha Sugya that we discussed in the past. So maybe that's why you can't learn that it's a real Chiv. Because this is learned from before Matan Torah. Right? Similar discussion they have by Lavan. When Lavan says, Lo Yasa came to Komenu, La Seisa Seir, Lefnei Bechira. Could a younger child get married before an older child? They quote this source that it's, what is that source? It's Lavan talking and it's before Matan Torah talk. So they say again, it's a Midah. It's not a Chiyav. Either way, that's the issue of Zerizos. But then he quotes a Tosfos that some of us might be familiar with. We've quoted this Purim time. And that is the Tosfos in Megillah Daf Gimel, where the Gemara there says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Mevnei Mikra Megillah. Quote it, so Tosfos already has, it's a strange Lashon. Mevatlin Talmud Torah? So when we lay in the Megillah, it's Bittul Torah? Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Mevnei Mikra Megillah? So what is that? So Tosfos says, the top Tosfos, yeah, if you push something off and you don't do it Bezrizos, that's called Bittul. So even though you're right, this is what Chazal want you to do. They want you to lay in the Megillah, but because you're pushing it off and you're not having Zrizos, that's called a Bittul. Unbelievable for the Musar from having Zrizos. And Zrizos is, again, another discussion in the Achronim. Is Zrizos part and parcel of every mitzvah? Is it like a Din Prati? Or is it Din Klali to have Zrizos? But again, to say that it's called a Bittul makes it sound like it's a qualitatively different mitzvah when you do it bizrizos. Okay, that's just a few makaros. You can look in that Sefer Chaim Moshe for more related to the issue of Zrizos, which comes up here in the Gemara. Says the next Mishnah. La'olam ninolava sheyebo kezayis l'kalechad ve'echad. You could become part nimne on the Karban Pesach up until the time when you have a kezayis for each person. If you're not going to have a kezayis for each person, you're allowed to say no. No more, go get your own Karban Pesach. Nimne, so that's the lowest, you could have the most people as long as they have a kezayis. Nimnu nu moshkon esidehem imenu ashi yishchot. And you're allowed to be appointed and pull yourself away all the way until Shashchita. Before Shashchita, you could be appointed, you could switch, etc. Reb Shimon Omer Achi Yizrok Asadam. Reb Shimon says, no, you have later time, not just till Shchita, but all the way until Zrikas Adam. We'll see when what Reb Shimon is talking about in a minute. My Kamash Malan, what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Kamash Malan, Ha Kamash Malan, Diavagav De Imni Alav Chabura Zu, Choser Svenim Alav Chabura Acheres. Rashi explains, the entire Chabura can switch. Even though there's a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda later on in the Afsada test, which says you have to have at least one person that remains, says this Mishnah, the Chiddush of this Mishnah is that no, the entire Chabura can switch animals. Continues the Gemara. Nimnu Moshe Zayem Hashiyeshchot v'chulu Amar Abaya Machlokes Limashich. The only Machlokes, the only place where when Reb Shimon says you have all the way until Shazrika is only in terms of leaving. You can leave the Pesach even after Shchita before the Zrika. The Rabbanan say Miyos Miseh Michiyusa Yitseh. The Rabbanan say you could pull back when the Pesach says Michiyos Miseh. That means from when the seh is alive, michiyusei deseh, Reb Shimon savar, that means till shechita, Reb Shimon say, no, mihaviyasei deseh, from the goings on of the seh, that means all the avodos of the seh, including the zrika. Avalimanos divrei hakol ashi yishchat. But even Reb Shimon agrees that you have to become part of a group before shechita. You're allowed to change groups even after shechita, before Zrika. But to get appointed, you have to be part of a group at the time of the Shechita of the Pesach. Damar Kras, the Pesach says, B'michsas Nefashos, it says first to be part of the group, B'chad V'chosu, and then it says, T'shecht. Tanina Mihachi, Nimnin U'moshkhan Es Yidei Mimenu Ashi Yishchot, Reb Shimon Omer, Nimnin Ashi Yishchot, U'moshkhan Es Yizroch Adam. So it's Beferish in the Braisa. There's a very important Tiferes Yisrael on this Mishnah. Again, it's a Yisodistic Tiferes Yisrael that applies to a lot of sugyas. He's answering the question of Reb Kiva Eger. Reb Tosef Kiva Eger on the Mishnah says, one second, Reb Shimon says that you have until Zrikas Hadam in order to leave. We know in all Shas, Reb Shimon is the one that holds Kol Ha'omed Lizro Kizarek Dami. Reb Shimon holds Kol Ha'omed Lizro Kizarek Dami in many places. Whatever is Roy, whatever is going to be sprinkled, is as if it's sprinkled already. So how could Reb Shimon be the opinion that says that you have time all the way until Shazrika to go back? If it's up until Shazrika, it's Kiilu Zarek Dami. It's as if the Zrika already happened. So how can you be, you can't go back, you can't switch after the Zrika. So why should you be able to switch before the Zrika? That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Tzarachian, he does not answer. That's how Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. The Tiferes Yisrael quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger Shlita. Lived at the same time. He says Hiksha Hagon Hagadol Morenu Akiva Shlita. Rabbi Shimon says Kol Abin Likta Lizro Kizarek Dami. So what do you say? So first of all, he says maybe the machlokes is he only says Kol Abin Lizro once it gets into the cup. So maybe, what if you have the time in between the shechita and going into the cup, which is like 3 seconds? He says, maybe that's the machlokas, because there's not obit lizrok at those few seconds. That's when you could be moshef yourself. Okay. But then he goes on to a much larger discussion. And then he says, of this principle of kol ha'omid, the Gemara applies it in many places. Kol ha'omid lizrok hazarik dami, kol ha'omid libasa kibatzer dami. He says, if you take this principle to ad infinitum, all of Torah would fall apart. Why? He says, you know there's a concept of tameh. So let's say somebody's about to go to the mikvah. Kol ha'omi litar kitar dummy. Let's say something is treif, it could be shechted. Kol ha'omi lishchok kishachet dummy. He says, whenever something is about to happen, you say it's already as if it happened. It's great. There's got to be a limit. There's got to be, you know, certain regulations about when you apply this principle. Because the b'chol makom shetilsa Torah pu'ula shelotase asher yase pu'ula acheres. Neima im ein minia l'pu'ula hamesaveves lahatir pu'ula acheres tavli dubas dam zrika. You should never need zrika sadam, because it's always called amil Israel. You should never need tefillah in a mikvah, because it's always called... So you can't say this. He said, al karchach, after a big discussion here, look at the Tiferes Yisrael on this Mishnah. Al karchach, it must be that you only apply this principle where the Torah applies it, and where Chazal applied it. You can't apply it elsewhere. If the Torah says you have to go to the mikvah, you have to go to the mikvah. You don't say kol ha'omid. If the Gemara applied it to graves that are already roy to be cut off, kol ha'omid libatzer kibatzer, okay. But you can't apply it ad infinitum whatever you want, because it wouldn't make sense. So he says, so too here, to answer the question of Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Torah here says, what is Rav Shimon's drasha? As long as the havayos deseh are still going on, that's it. You can still be Moshech. So what? Kol ha'omid lizrok hazarik dami. The havayos deseh is still going on. You have to do the zrika. So that's why it must be that you don't say kol ha'omid lizrok hazarik dami here, because the havayos deseh are still going on, and therefore that would answer his kasha. But again, it's a very important first Yisrael in general for that sugya. You don't always say kol ha'omid as if it already happened, because then half halakha would fall apart. When would you say you ever need to do anything? You always say it's already as if it's done. Oh, kol, I'm about to daven. Kol ha'omid to daven ki ilu daven dami. I mean, what's the limit? So obviously, it only applies, says it to Eretz Yisrael, where Chazal applied. Okay, next Mishnah. Amud Beis. Peites. Okay. Habamani imo acher bechelko. Rosham bnei chabura. Litin lo shalob. Hu ochel mishalob. Ein ochel mishalohem. Let's say we have 10 people appointed in our current Pesach, and all of a sudden, it comes the Seder night, and I see that one of my friends that I appointed, that I allowed to be with me, he brought along somebody else. And I don't like that guy so much. Right, so I'm allowed, says the Mishnah, I'm allowed to tell him, you know what? You, my friend, and you go take your piece of the Karan Pesach and go eat it somewhere else. You know, we're already full at our table. Maybe they only have 10 places at the table. You know, go take your Karan Pesach somewhere else. Rashi says, this Mishnah is according to the Shita that says that one Pesach could be split up into 2 chaburos. So therefore, they're allowed to tell him, you know, you go make another chabura. That's what the Mishnah says, you're allowed to split it up. They're allowed to tell him this. Ibailu asked the Gemara, Bnei Chabura, Shayu Yadav Shalachan Mihan Yafos. Let's say you have a Bnei Chabura, you have a Chabura, where literally one of the hands of these people are Yafos. Rashi says that's a nice way of saying that they're eating a lot, and they're eating more than their share, and they don't want their carbon to be, you know, eaten by this one guy. So, Maushi Yomulo Tochel Chavetse. Are they allowed to tell him to leave? Are they allowed to tell him, you know, it's really not right. Could you please, you know, you're eating a lot of our carbon, you know, go find yourself a different place to eat. So me, Amrina, Masi, Amar Luhu, is he allowed to tell them, Ha Kabilton, hey, you accepted me as part of your Chabura. Tough luck. I'm here, and this is what my diet is. Oh, Dilma, or no. Matzi Lamele, they could say to him, Ki Kablinon Lissikune Zavicha. We accepted you to be part of the group to help fix our carbon, to make sure there's no nosar. Meaning to eat your share. Adaita da alchas tfei non lo kablina. We didn't accept you to eat more than us. So, which is it? Are they allowed to throw him out or not? So, Tashma, we try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Hamana achir imo al chelka rasha bnei chabur litin lo eshalo veho al chelshalo bein ocha mishalohen. So, my taima. In our Mishnah, we're allowed to throw him out. Why? If he brings a different person, la bishum dahavalik yadayim shalachan mehen yafos. Shouldn't we compare a case where a person is eating more than his share and to a case where a person brought another person? Aren't they comparable? And just like you're allowed to ask the first person, the Mishnah case, you're allowed to ask him to leave, so too if he's eating more than he's supposed to. V'yisak aladach yadav yafos matzi amalahu kab litun nebihai ki yadav yafos. So do we say the same halach applies? Versus lo, amri no, lo, deo shiny. No, different people are different. You know, if the guy's eating more, then maybe you can't throw him out. If it's but a different person, so maybe people don't get along. Even those two people, even if the guy who he brought along doesn't need anything extra, they can still tell him, we don't want a stranger next to us. We don't want somebody we don't know. So therefore, you can't compare the cases. So the question is, maybe he was Nimneh. Who had, the whole Chabur doesn't have to be Nimneh. Manahim. Sounds like he was Nimneh before the Shechita. Nimneh before the Shechita. Or maybe they didn't Shechit yet, and they brought him before the Shechita. Toshma! Bryce says, we had this earlier on Yantif. Hasham she'achol kezayis baser besara taner. Let's say a waiter is eating a kezayis of his karim pesach next to the oven. If he's smart, he's not allowed to eat a chabur, he's not allowed to eat a karim pesach in two places. So he's stuck there. So if he's smart, mamalik crazy man, he'll eat the rest of his carbon right there. Because he's not gonna leave. If his group wants to be nice to him, they don't want him to eat alone, so they'll come and eat next to him, next to the oven. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Says the Gemara, Ratsu in lo Ratsu lo. Only if they want to be nice to him, but they don't have to. V'yamai, why don't they have to? Name Elohu, Hakabiltun. Why can't he say to them, hey, you accepted to be part of your Chabura, so you should have to come. It must be. He's allowed to tell them that. They're allowed to tell him, no. Shani Hasab, the Gemara says, no, that's the case is different. The Amrilay, there, they could say to him, come on, we accepted you as long as you're part of our group. But we never accepted for us to schlep to you. So you can't bring any rice from the case of the oven, because there is the group having to schlep to the individual. So there's no riot from that case. Tashma, another try. And here the Bryce is the Tosefta is Beferish. A group that one of them is eating a lot. Rasha Lomalo Telchavatse, so it's Beferish. They're allowed to tell him, go and take your portion. Below, oh, not only that, on Pesach, Elafilu Chamisha, even if you have five people, for us who see Boles, they're eating a meal, not on Pesach, Rashi says. Rasha Lomalo Telchavatse, Shmamina, even during the year. They're allowed to ask somebody to leave. If they all paid for a lunch and one of them is eating too much of it, they're allowed to say, you know what? You're eating too much. Could you please stop? Right? They're allowed to tell him. Right? So that's why it applies even during the year. Shema Minas, we have a raya to our case of Pesach. Umay v'lo od. What's the chiddush of not only on Pesach, but even during the year? What's the chiddush of during the year? Lomi bai kamar. It's a chiddush. Lomi bai Pesach. Not only back around Pesach are they allowed to tell him this. Dematzi amar leki kablinach liskuni zvicha, where they could tell him, we only have you in this group in order to help us not have nosar. El afilu sibolos. But even just stam during the year, well, you don't have issue of nosar. Nami ditzav saba almahu, where stam friendship, stam a group of people getting together, and you might say there that they can't ask him to leave. Still, Rashon lo melo tochal chavatzei. They still can ask him to leave in that case. That is all version one of the Gemara's question. Ika da amre, the Gemara has a second version. Holo ibaylan. The Gemara never asked about the case where somebody's eating too much. Are you allowed to ask him to leave? That wasn't a question. For sure, you were allowed to ask him to leave. Ela haki hu ibaylan. This was the question, more basic question. B'nei chabur Rashon lechalik or ina Rashon lechalik. When they're split, when you split up your karan pesach, are you allowed to split it up and people are allowed to go to various places to eat it, or do they have to have like more of a communal bowl and everybody has to eat from there? That was the question the Gemara asked. And we brought the same rise. Tashma, b'nei chabur shal yodav shalach b'hen yafos, Rashon lomalo tolchak chavasei. We brought this last brisa, where it said that if somebody's eating too much, you're allowed to ask him to leave. So the diak is, yodav yafos in, and yodav yafos lo, shma mina. Only if he's eating too much can you ask him to leave. But if he's not eating too much, you're not allowed to ask him to leave. You all have to eat it together, shma mina. And just a story that relates to this. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Arivu, Rav Tamahadi Adadi. These two great rabbis were eating bread together. Not on Pesach. In the time that Rav Huna ate one portion, Rav Papa ate four portions. So Rav Huna says, hey, come on, pay me back some of the money. You ate much more than I did. So Amalei, Kablitun, tough luck. You accepted to eat with me. It's finished. So Rav Huna asked him all of the previous questions that we asked from the Brises, and he gave answers like we gave answers. He brought the last one as a raya, the Bnei Chabura, which reflected, and that was the ultimate proof that you were allowed to ask him to leave. So I'm sorry, the Bnei Chabura was not the ultimate proof. That was the one that was the, you're allowed to ask him to leave. So I'm like, Hasam Damrina Leki Kablina Flitzkuni Zvicha. No, that has to do with Pesach. This is a Pesach. Eis Vesibolas, but then he brought the Seifa of that Brisa which spoke about even not Pesach. So Palaglai, so you're right, so Rav Papa accepted, he ate too much, so he split it with him. Azal Arav Bahadi Ravina. So then Rav Huna Yeshua went to have, he had lunch the next day with Ravina. So Adach Rav Huna Yeshua Chada, Achal Ravina Tzmanya. So while he was eating one, the other one, the Ravina ate eight portions. not just four. So Amar, he says, Meya puppy v'lochad ravina. I'll take 100 of puppies. Because instead of one ravina, I mean, he eats me out of my old kitchen. He eats 8 portions. Okay, period. So what's going on here? Is there anything under the surface here? And so one of the Biur Hadat quotes one of the Akronim who says, maybe the point is here, not pashtus, they were just eating a lot, but Rav Papa wanted to know the halacha in this case. He didn't know the halacha. So that's why he dafka ate a lot to see what Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua was going to do. And there, that's why he ate a lot. He wanted to see what the halacha was. So ultimately he got proofs, and that's why he did it. That's why he yelled and split in the end, but not because he wanted to eat a lot. But then the next continuation of the story, Ravina was upset how Rav Huna treated Rav Papa. How did your papa make it force? So tell him the halacha, don't force him to pay for it. So that's why he wanted to get him back. So that's why he ate 8 portions. That's why he wanted to teach him that shouldn't treat your papa this way. So that has to do with eating with panim yafas. But we have to remember the Rabbah Menuchas Deos talks about everybody has to eat in with derech eretz. You're only supposed to eat till you're 2/3 full, whatever that means. However you know. Rambam always says you have to eat with derech eretz no matter who you are. Okay, we'll stop here by the Tanur Rabbanan. Hashem Menachem will be doing the next 3 days on the web on tomorrow, Tuesday, and Friday. Hashem, I'll be back on Friday here. But all our friends in Boston, maybe I'll see you guys there. But Hashem, I'll be back Sunday morning on the web. Guten Morgen.